Britain's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says the renewal processes enforced on the party in KZN have shown promise. He made the remarks at the funeral of the ANC Women's League Deputy President Lungi Mganga-Gabashe in Durban yesterday. The ANC reconfigured its leadership in the province after suffering a huge blow at last year's polls. Ramaphosa says the party in KZN is now on the right path, adding that the late Mganga-Gabashe spoke to him about it.
She told me that she had great hopes for the renewal and the resurgence of the ANC in KZN, as she believed that the ANC was being given a new lease of life by our people. And as a perceptive leader, her analysis gave me confidence in the work that is being done.
Mganga-Gabashe passed away at the age of 64 last week. And KZN Education has made a plea for credible information on misconduct allegations against the principal of a Westville school to come forward. Angry parents protested outside the Westville Senior Primary School, calling for the suspension of the official on Friday. He returned to work after being placed on precautionary suspension. It's while the department conducted investigations into allegations of sexual harassment of teachers and financial misconduct. Teachers Union NAPTOSA's Tirona Mudley says the probe has gaps.
No person, including the SGB, has actually seen the outcome of the investigation report. There has been no suggestions that the department has completely inactive. However, they've taken 3 years to reach any kind of resolution or conclusion. They didn't conclude the investigation. There was no outcome. So his return to the school has nothing to do with being cleared of any charges because of the failure of the department to act within the timeframes of the law.
And the Special Investigating Unit has obtained a preservation order on the luxury vehicle of popular jazz musician Celelo Selota. It's linked to fraud at the National Lotteries Commission. The SIU believes that millions of rands that were intended to build old age homes in different provinces in 2017 were instead used to buy the vehicle. Newswatch's Cliff Shigo reports.
The SIU investigation uncovered that Selota's luxury car was purchased using funds diverted from three NPOs that received grants under suspicious circumstances. In 2017, the three NPOs collectively transferred around 25 million rand to the Mbizo Development Program, which later purchased the car on behalf of the musician. The jazz artist is now prevented from selling his Mercedes-Benz C200.
That report from Newswatch's Cliff Shiko. The top story this hour, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says the renewal processes enforced on the party in KZN have shown promise. The party reconfigured its leadership in the province after suffering a huge blow at last year's polls. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.